He was grumpy.
Flags are going everywhere.
I think we'll open the meeting now. It's a little after 10. I'm not following my husband of blessed memory's protocol when he was a professor on the dot, 10 o'clock. But I was always 5 minutes late. So I do want to thank the commissioners and the folks who are attending on behalf of their constituencies, as well as our representative from the Attorney General's office. Thank you very much. Vice Chair Tommy May cannot be here today, as well as Philip Fletcher, but I will declare that we have a quorum. First, let's address the minutes, which have been posted on the website, and ask if there are any amendments, corrections that you want to be made to the minutes. If not, I'll entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Okay, that will be Jonathan Rogers as motion to approve and Jan Zimmerman as second. Any discussion? If not, I will ask you to say if you approve it by saying yes.
Yes.
Any disapprovals, say no. The motion prevails and the minutes are approved. Now I would like to ask our representative from the our staff whether we got any comments.
No.
No comments.
Okay. No comment.
Okay. Let me ask, is there anyone here present that would like to make any comments publicly? Because that's what this meeting is for. Thank you very much. So being that there are no comments, I would like to point out, and it's available if you'd like to come get a copy of the resolution. There is a resolution that has been drafted, which deals with only the State Supreme Court justices, circuit court judges, court of appeals judges, state district court judges, and of course the prosecuting attorneys. And it lists out the exact figures. And as you will notice, the calculation has been done cumulatively. First 2% and then 5%. So any discussion by the commission on the resolution? If not, I will ask for a motion to approve this resolution, then each of the commissioners who are present will sign. We will also make arrangements, if you approve it, for Vice Chair Tommy May and Mr. Fletcher to sign it if they join us. So I will ask for a motion.
Madam Chairman, I move that we approve the resolution as written.
Thank you. And any second?
Second.
Jonathan Rogers, second. Thank you. Any discussion? If not, I will ask for all who approve the resolution to say yes.
Yes.
All who disapprove of the resolution to say no. The ayes have it, and the resolution will be passed. At this time, I want to point out that, as all of you know, in the past we have normally done all constitutional officers as well at the same time. I will admit to you that, having just taken the chairmanship, I kind of didn't realize that. And so we're going to have to do this seriatim. And I apologize because that means another meeting. But that's what we're here for. And so what I would like to do is look at setting a meeting date, a new meeting date, to address the salaries of elected constitutional officers and members of the General Assembly. And so we can do it either of two ways. We can do it with today, but of course we're missing Vice Chair and Mr. Fletcher. And or we can have our staff, Donna Kerr in her office, send us an email administratively to find a date that is convenient for everybody. I suggest the latter because I do not want it. I would like everybody to be here.
Sure.
And in that regard, I thought we could set it. Of course, sounds like it's going to be a cold winter. or feels like it, rather. Doesn't sound like it. Mm-hmm. I suggest that we have that meeting in January because we have the holidays coming up and everybody's schedule gets pretty busy around November and December, and then children's vacations and all of that from school. So that's what I would suggest, that we look at January, probably not in the beginning when the legislature is just convening, but more toward the latter part of January. And I would ask that we have an update from DFNA about revenues for the end of the year, so to speak, and what they normally do to give us information. Who knows what the figures will be? I don't know, but I'm sure they're going to be gathered for the legislature anyway, and so I doubt that it will be an extra duty on their part. So if there is no disagreement with that, I'd like to propose that.
Yeah, that's fine. I would just say that I think in the past they've given us the surrounding states information prior to that meeting.
Right.
That'd probably be good for them to disseminate to
right.
us.
Right. So and we're talking about Tennessee, Oklahoma, Missouri, just the surrounding states. Yeah, I will say that Texas really doesn't fit the bill.
Okay.
Louisiana, you know, and you can look at the past, mm-hmm. what we've done, and see what those states are. Thank you very much for pointing that out. So that's for the legislative officers and the legislature and the constitutional officers. Any discussion on that? If not, we'll proceed that way. And I would ask that before we leave, that each person, each commissioner who's here today, please sign on the resolution. And we can either do it on one copy, and so then we'll have one that has everybody's. So I'll start mine and pass it around.
Okay.
Okay. And in the meantime, I will adjourn the meeting.
Okay, thank you.
No.
Annabelle's pen. Keep an eye.
No, I just saw it.
Black.
Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
It gets a little bit.
Y'all want her pen?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, it's, yeah. I think maybe it's.
Oh, she
doesn't
want it all the same.
That's
okay.
All.
Yeah, I thought so.
That
would be good. There's two pages to it.
If I'm writing something that fancy. Yeah, that's all true. Can't read whatever it is.
Moving right along.
Moving
right along.
Yeah. I just.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, thank you.
I should have done it.
I know, but y'all are a great group. The $5 million is going to, with the other, it's going to let us get some air.
It'll give us time.
Well, and it also will see.
Yeah, I'm going to buy a paper today.
What is going on financially.
See how many mistakes I made.
But also when you.
I try to keep up with the online, that way I can make sure, especially if it's in January now.
Okay.
I get with, will be in session.
Is that going to cause a problem?
No, if you do it on a Friday, no ma'am, we won't meet on Friday very often.
Okay.
If you do it during the week, you'll have trouble getting a room.
No, we won't do it during the week.
Yeah, Friday would be better on that, because when you get into session, the room will be used.
Friday's not during the week anymore?
Well, during the work, during.
That's a weekend.
During the session, we.
You got to understand, there's a week and there's a week.
Yeah.
Say, I'm doing so wrong.
When you get into session time, no, like for them, no, they come in on Monday about, and then they'll leave Thursday night, we don't meet on Friday.
I'm just messing with you.
I like it, I can get actual work done.
There you go.
I was going to say, otherwise it's. Okay, is that completed?
I think we're done.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you all very much, and I think.
I didn't even get a chance to warm up.
Do you want to share with us? Make your trip worthwhile. We can have a sharing hour.
It's not going to be too hot down there.
Listen.
What part of the state you live in?
Do I live in?
Yes.
Yeah, I got you.
I'm just standing in today.